A guy can best lament being soused all the time when soused. Pragmatically burning the playhouse down daily. Still, a poignant observer, if slurring, if awake. Soused after work, soused all day long. Wake up in the night convinced of a treatable, noble insomnia. Then read books from miles of shelves. So many unread books did a guy own. The living room was a book city, skyline of uncracked spines. Collecting books with good intentions, like light breaking through trees, branches, leaves. Like light beaming paths into a forest, fighting blindness with a thirst for words. Quaffing beer and watching hockey highlights, passing out again on the too short couch. It's the et cetera's in life that nail a guy. Are you impecunious? No, man, pecunious. I'm pecunious. Fine, let's go to the bar. It's a freezing March night out on the deck. When the wind gusts, I can hear the foolish pigeon who is trying to build her nest under our deck. The gusts that rattle the kitchen window force out of her a whimpering cluck. How do I know it's freezing on the deck? I'm doing research. I've written a joke. The punchline is, sort of, that pigeons can't solve problems by sitting down and discussing them. Ha! But that's wrong. The wind is forcing a major reassessment of the location of the nest being built and slept in by at least two pigeons and perhaps one egg. Is there time to move? We could do it. My strength, it's not... We'd be warmer there. Out of the wind. I don't like to fly after daylight. It's not far. Follow me.